I have to share this with you. As Phil was giving his children's sermon this morning, I was smiling because he and I apparently are using the same piece of scripture in talking about the wise men in our sermons, and we didn't know it. So I guess God really wanted us to hear this today. I don't know. That was interesting, though. Because Phil and I, we just kind of do our own thing. You know, we don't really talk about what we're doing. And for it to be about the same area of Scripture is kind of interesting. And with that said, our Scripture this morning comes from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. And it is about the wise men. About part of their story. Matthew 2, 1 through 12. In the name of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all the Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him in Bethlehem of Judea, "For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to a shepherd my people,' said, 'my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen as it's rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." This is the word of God for the people of God. Okay, and I realize that Phil did the shepherds, and I'm doing the wise men, but they all went looking for somebody.